We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 6 o'clock. No Yankee games. Unbelievable. I don't know who's coming in. I'm going to say Chris Moore. I could be wrong. I could be right. It could be JJ. We know it's not Mike, so we know that. Ernie Acosta, he is in Manhattan, of course, and we're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Bro, before we get to the Mets, nice win last night. The Yankees are not playing again. Now, I think I just heard Ackerman say that now they may not even be coming back to New York now. They're supposed to play the Phillies in New York, and they may reroute it to Baltimore. I mean, what is going on, man?
What's going on is that MLB is trying to find a way.
They are trying. They're trying.
With a team that had the spread of the virus in the Miami Marlins, I think the grand total now is 17.
Wow.
Marlins personnel, right. 15 right. players, two coaches,
right.
have tested positive for COVID. They are trying to find a way to keep it moving. That's what it comes down to. And
it's
that involves.
Take a lot. The more I think about it, you know, there's just too much at stake here in a lot of different levels. And I think it's going to take a number of teams to have a situation like the Marlins for them to say, okay,
yes.
we can't do it.
Yes,
they are going to have a very – I heard Ronnie Darling said it last night. I agree. There's going to be a very, very high tolerance level by MLB before they're going to break it down.
We were going to learn, based on how MLB acted in this situation, how high their tolerance level is, and based on what they're doing,
yep.
you're right. They've got a high tolerance level.
Really
Here
do.
Is a team – there's no debate that had a spread of the virus in the Miami Marlins.
Yep.
And right now the plan is to put their season on pause, as being reported by Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins. So they're paused for a while. And they are right now attempting to rewrite the schedule of the teams affected here for the first week of the year. And it indirectly involves the New York Yankees. It
sure.
involves the Yankees
of
because
course.
They were going to Philadelphia where
right.
the Marlins
right.
were.
Yep.
And so right now in this moment, it's a fluid situation. It could change every 5 minutes. We'll keep you posted. They're in Philadelphia. What a place to be stuck in for a couple of days.
Well, at least the weather's good.
That's true. They do have, but they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I guess not. They must have a pool in the hotel. I'm sure they could do that.
They do have that over you, Joe. They've got a pool that
yeah.
they could probably
use. But they're letting them go in. You know?
Right. And maybe Garrett Cole is throwing a bullpen session, you know,
right.
on the road, you know,
could
in
be.
The in the driveway or in the parking lot of the hotel.
Right, right. maybe.
But either they're going to drive down to Baltimore and just rewrite the schedule and at least get a couple of games in against the Baltimore Orioles, or they'll head back to the Bronx and maybe they'll play the Philadelphia Phillies. Who knows? But Major League Baseball is showing you that even with an outbreak on one team, they're going to try to find a way to get through this.
Yeah.
And that's what we're learning right now.
I don't know how they're going to play 60 games for everybody, though, bro.
They're not.
Don't you have to? I
no.
mean, how could you have one team play 60 games and another team play, let's say, 50?
Because we've seen it before.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring up ancient history, but it's happened. And so in order to just get the season in, there's a very good chance one team's going to play maybe not 50, but 54 games, and another team's going to play 60 games. It's going to happen.
Yeah, well.
I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the world, but that's what we're looking at.
I'm happy they're playing. I mean, I was very happy that I could put – you almost forgot. I mean, I got to the game. It's funny. Last night, you know, I got involved with something. I was talking to, you know, one of my daughters up in Massachusetts, one of my daughter up in Massachusetts, my youngest daughter. My youngest daughter just had a baby, so I was talking to her. I'm going to go up there to see the baby next weekend. But so I was on the phone with her, and now it's like 7:45, and when the game starts, 7:30, 7:45, 10:08. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, the Mets are playing. It's like, I'm so like in condition here for the last 4 months that there's nothing that, you know, almost like, wow, that's right, a Met game.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself. I mean, it is weird.
It's crazy, and thank God that they're playing. I mean, thank God we got the Mets playing.
You know, when I turned the game on last night.
I mean, if you're a Yankee fan right now, you can't be very happy.
Well, I think as a Yankee fan, I mean, at least you can distract yourself with baseball, you're not the team that's dealing with this
right now. The Yankees aren't the one with the outbreak, so that's the good news.
You just happen
just
to
like
be
the, collateral damage, if you will.
Yeah, they're the innocent bystander this. It just happened. If the Mets were playing the Phillies this week, the Mets would be affected by it.
Correct. Yep.
But I put the game on, and kind of like how we ended the show yesterday, I said, "Well, enjoy the Met game. It may be the last one because it is in the back of your mind.
Well,
how long are we going
to
have
every
this?
Game. No, I, you have to think that way."
It did take me about 3 minutes. You know, as soon as Jeff McNeil was caught stealing in the first inning, as soon as that happened, I started to forget about the fact that this could be the last baseball game, and I was just into it as a fan.
Off.
Yeah, started getting ticked off, and I was fully into it.
Yeah.
And it was all about the baseball game. But to your point about playing less than 60 games, you've said this, whether it's the extra inning rule or what have you, this is just going to be a weird season, and we have to accept
it. Well, it is that.
And
I mean, that there's no getting around it.
And as a geek of baseball history, I bring this up, and I understand a lot of people weren't around for it, but I'll give everybody out there who wasn't around for it, I'll ask you a question. Is it fair for a team to go 86-70 and another team to go 85-70, and the team that goes 85-70 doesn't make the playoffs,
well,
but the team that's...
Is that the 72 season we're talking
about?
That's right. The Red Sox and the Tigers and all that.
So I ask you, was there an outcry then?
No, not really.
I'm not comparing.
Now, the only reason I say not really is because, it's a different feel for me when I'm a 19-year-old college kid. I mean, I honestly, this is no excuse, but this is just how my mindset was. You know, 19-year-old college kid, I'm just thinking about the games themselves. You know, I'm not even thinking, well, you know, it's an uneven season. One team's playing a couple games more than the other or whatever. You know, that wasn't even a thought at that time, where it probably would be now. Do you know what I mean?
My point with bringing that up, and the same thing with 81, is that there is a precedent for it. This isn't going to be the first time in the history of baseball where there was an uneven amount of games and a team made the playoffs, you know, based on winning percentage and not based on playing even a close, similar amount of games. Like in 1981, when they had the work stoppage, you had some teams like the Oakland A's who won the first half of the AL West. They played 60 games, and another team played 55. It works out. That's actually a really good comparison it's something we may face this year. It's happened before. So, ideally, Joe, there wouldn't be any outbreaks. There wouldn't be any issues. We'd get 60 games in. But clearly, with the Marlins having to pause their season for God knows how long, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Everybody's not playing 60 games. And, Joe, maybe it makes it easier from a competitive balance standpoint that so many teams are making the playoffs. That it may not necessarily impact a playoff race in a big way.
That's probably true. It's just very scary. But I agree. Like Ron Darling said last night, you know, there's going to be a very high tolerance level for MLB. And you know what? Honestly, I'm glad there's going to be. I'm glad there is, because I tell you what, you can say whatever you want. We need these games. I need to have a little bit more of a distraction than just playing my golf, you know, hanging outside or whatever. I mean, you know, you need watching the political nonsense every night, which makes you want to, you know, you want to shoot yourself doing that. No, sorry to say, but I mean, whatever.
But think about this, bro. It's not just you need it, I need it, and fans need it. The players and the owners are both willing to go through all the hoops that it's going to take to have a season. Players have the option to opt out. And we've seen players do it. And we'll get into what's going on in the NFL because we've already seen 16 NFL players decide to opt out.
Dante Hightower,
so,
right?
Absolutely, and a lot of Patriots.
Can Gaze opt out? I think Gaze should opt out.
Wouldn't that be Trent Greg Williams becomes the coach for the year?
Come on, you want to be healthy, Adam. Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress, bro, as you know.
But I think that the players in this moment, and this may change in a week or two, because God knows what this is going to look like in a week or two. I don't know what it's. If there's an outbreak on five different teams, this thing may get shut down.
That's to me what would have to happen now for them to say, okay, we can't do it.
Right.
It would have to be a major outbreak, not just to the Marlins, but a lot of teams.
Or collectively, players say we don't want to do this anymore. We're not willing to do it.
Well, that's another story. I don't know. I don't see that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's too much money for these guys.
I think there's too much money, Joe. And the other thing is right now, I mean, look at what some of the Mets were saying the other day. Hey, we're doing everything right. We're healthy. Right, we're good right, to go. Right, we're not right. going to stop.
Right, right.
So
right.
it's
the
tough.
Other thing that's at, the other thing that's going on here, too, and I think this is fair to say. I mean, I they're testing these guys all the time. So if with all the testing they're doing, you know what? It's inevitable that guys are going to test positive. And, you know, guys that in a lot of cases don't even have symptoms.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know there was an issue. They'd be out there playing and they're just playing ball. If everything was to hoil, they'd have this, but you wouldn't even know about it.
Well, look
and,
at
and
what.
And that's another reason why, you know, it's not like all these guys are going home and they're in bed as soon as they test positive. You know
well,
what I mean?
Look what happened with the Marlins. They decided to play on Sunday, and one of the guys that was pro, let's go out and play, is Miguel Rojas, and it was reported that he just tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And.
Right.
Right now, he may be asymptomatic, but who knows what he's going to feel like two days from now.
You don't, but there also are a lot of people who just, you know, they test positive and they just never have it. They have no issues.
It's the mystery of this whole thing.
That's
and then
the
you
whole
hear
thing.
Something right. scary like Eduardo Rodriguez of the Red Sox, who's got heart issues right now.
Right.
And it may be caused by this.
Right.
So
it could be. I mean, you never know. Look, I know Freddie Freeman. Look, everybody, look, there's no question it's a virus and it could do damage to you. But everybody's different. I mean, some people it does no damage to, and some people it could kill.
No, so I know we've seen.
That's the great, like you said, that's the great mystery of all of this, you know?
But right now, baseball has shown you they're going to do everything they can to find a way to get through a season. And because they went with this regional geographic thing, it does make making up games a little bit easier.
It allows them
on the fly to tell the Yankees and Orioles, you're going to play a series on Thursday and Friday, if that's what they did.
Would they do doubleheaders?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the answer to that question is clearly yes, because there's a doubleheader today.
Yeah, isn't it? Who is that today playing a doubleheader?
The White Sox and the Indians got postponed last night.
But they got rained out.
Yes.
They didn't get COVIDed out.
No, they did not get COVIDed out. And speaking of COVID and the White Sox, we mentioned yesterday how Rick Renteria, the manager of the White Sox, wasn't going to go to the game. He had some symptoms.
He got
tested and luckily does not have COVID.
Good.
He has a cold.
Well, that's good to hear.
But my point is, and to your question, because the White Sox and Indians are playing a doubleheader today, obviously that's in play to make up some of these games. Because they're obviously willing to have one today.
You know what would be a good idea with these doubleheaders if you really wanted to try to – and I don't know. Look, I mean, we probably wouldn't love it.
Seven innings?
Well, not even seven innings. Just, you know, have like two completely different teams play the games. You know, you could expand the roster even more. And, you know, maybe you have half your starters play one game and the other half play the other game. You know what I mean? So you could minimize how many people are actually in the ballpark at the same time.
Yeah. It's like
a spring training split squad game.
Nuts.
But again, like you just said, we're talking about it's a different world here this year. Basically, anything goes right now to get this season in.
Oh, that's it, man.
You hit
on it.
So, you know, you play a day-night doubleheader. You play one team shows up. Like you said, it's a split squad game. They play the first game, and then the other one plays the second game. So you have not as many people in the building. And you could even do it you could have the manager manage remotely if you had to. I mean, look how they're doing. I mean, I got to say one thing about these broadcasts.
Yeah.
Tell me if you don't agree with this. Now, last night I'm watching a Met game. You know, obviously Ronnie, Keith, and Gary, and they're at Citi Field, and the game's in Fenway. And you would never know they're not in Fenway. Would you know if we didn't notice that they're not sitting in Fenway Park doing that game?
From a TV broadcast,
yes.
You wouldn't know. I think on radio it's more difficult, because on radio you're trying to describe everything off the bat.
Right.
While on TV, you don't have to say something.
No,
you know,
true.
When
right.
there was
right.
a
right.
long, I forget who hit it. It may have been J.D. Davis. Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a long foul ball home run right down the left field line. It was a foul ball. It wasn't a home run.
Right.
I think on a play like that on TV, you don't have to say anything. You could just kind of let the pictures tell the story.
Well,
on radio, you do need to describe
it. Alonzo's home run last night, initially, even Gary, I think, thought it hit the top of the wall.
Well, because it came off those cardboard cutouts hard.
Right. Because initially, that's what I thought. I thought it hit the top of the wall.
Yeah.
In left field.
No, but you're right. I think with the TV broadcast, it's easier to pull off and you wouldn't even notice it. I texted Ian Eagle that the other day as a compliment to him and Sarah because I thought the same thing watching the net game. They weren't in the bubble, and they're broadcasting game, and it sounded like a normal game. And I agree with you the way it sounded on Sunday with the Yankees and Nationals.
Right.
And even yesterday with the Mets and the Red Sox, where you're right, it can be pulled off. And you are right that a manager could sit upstairs and manage the game.
He could. And I don't think that's a crazy idea. Split. Look, I mean, like I said, it's an unprecedented season. We got to get these games in. So half your squad goes to the first game, and the other half goes to the second game, and they're gone. That whoever played that first game is out. Is gone by the time the other team's coming in.
But you know what? They're not going to do that. Look at today's day.
Not.
The Indians and the White Sox—they're going to play their guys. They're going to play their guys. They're going to be there for about 6 hours, which is longer than normal, and they're going to play the two games.
I guess you could go to seven innings. I guess. I don't think that's great. You know.
But Joe, you know what's a positive sign? That here there's an outbreak on the Miami Marlins, which is awful. And the initial testing of the Philadelphia Phillies says zero Philadelphia Phillies tested positive for COVID.
Well, couldn't they have, I mean, I understand that the Marlins stayed in the same locker room, but couldn't they have gone in and just cleaned this locker room?
They did.
And they still were concerned about putting the Yankees in there?
I'll give you the term, and we've heard it a lot the last 4 months, out of an abundance of caution. That's why they didn't want to have the Yankees in Philadelphia. But you are right in that, A, the Philadelphia Phillies, as of right now, they're going to be tested again, but nobody came up with COVID. Not one Philadelphia Philly, even though they just played the Marlins, where half the team basically has it. Right. And to your point, they fumigated the visitors' locker room.
So why would they not just play these games? Okay, they postponed the two games in Philly. Why would they not just play these two games at the stadium the next 2 days?
I think it's concern about the Phillies that they want everybody tested again. I think that's the feeling right now. Abundance of caution. I think that's what it comes down to.
So they're talking about the Yankees playing in Baltimore now the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But the Orioles aren't playing either because they were supposed to play the Marlins.
Exactly. So you're saying, look, I got these two teams that are not impacted by it.
Right.
Why
right.
not get some games in? It makes perfect sense.
No, it makes
and
sense.
Joe, because of the fact that the travel is, think about this.
It minimizes the travel. It's closer to go to from Philly to Baltimore, I guess, than Philly to New York, right?
It's basically the same.
Close.
It's an hour and a half each way.
Yeah, I guess it's really,
I've done both trips many, many times from when I lived down in the Maryland area.
You're a veteran of that, right?
Yeah, each trip's an hour and a half, which A, is not long either way.
Right.
And B, because you don't have people in the ballpark, it's not like you got to worry about ticket sales.
Well,
it's
just a matter that the Yankees just avoiding the Phillies, and the Phillies wanted to be tested. So that would so then it makes sense to go to Baltimore.
It does.
And
look,
you
right
always
now,
have the Philly games at a time when maybe the Baltimore games would be. I don't know.
Well, when there's off days, and I haven't looked at the Yankees and Philly schedule, but on common off days, you could try to make up the games.
I don't think there's many. I mean, aren't the Mets and Yankees playing like every day for a long time now?
Yeah, and then when the Yankees have their rare off days, you got to look and see even if the Philadelphia Phillies have off days. But the truth is, for two reasons. Number one, as we pointed out earlier, there is a track record of this, of teams not playing an even amount of games. But the fact that eight teams from each league are going to make the playoffs, the odds of the Yankees not playing 60 games really impacting them from a standings perspective is not likely.
Yeah.
And I think baseball also looks at it and says, you know what? If one team plays 58 games, another team plays 55 games, and we got to the postseason, that's a victory. And so that's why I think they'll try to make up these games, but it's not going to be mandatory to get to 60.
Yeah. Well, the Mets so far played all the games. So.
Yes, they have. Yeah. And we'll get into what happened last night. They beat the Red Sox 7-4. They needed some lousy pitching to get their bats going, and at least for four innings, and that's it.
After the bats got going. Smith hit the three-run homer. I think they got one hit after that.
I know. They did nothing.
Nothing.
Zach Godley, who shut them down a few years ago in Arizona, did it again.
And you called this, and tremendous job by the manager. I'm starting to like them. I know it's only four games, but I got a good feeling about this manager. It's only four games.
He went to Lugo and let him finish the job?
Oh, my gosh, tremendous.
And I never had a doubt.
You called it last night. You said that Diaz would not close last night, and you were 100% right.
Well,
and he went for four outs with Lugo, who was like money in the bank in this game.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.